And now the President of the United States has just arrived. The crowd has not yet seen him, but they will in just a moment as the flash bulbs pop as the President approaches the rostrum. Now he's mounting the steps, coatless as usual. Hail to the chief. President Kennedy, hatless and coatless, is standing now as he is introduced by Secretary of Interior Udall. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, Secretary Udall, members of the clergy, with the lighting of this tree, which is an old ceremony in Washington, and one which has been among the most important responsibilities of a good many presidents of the United States, we initiate in a formal way the Christmas season. We mark the festival of Christmas, which is the most sacred and hopeful day in our civilization. For nearly 2,000 years, the message of Christmas, the message of peace and goodwill towards all men, has been the guiding star of our endeavors. This morning, I had a meeting at the White House, which included some of our representatives from far-off countries in Africa and Asia. They were returning to their posts for the Christmas holidays. Talking with them afterwards, I was struck by the fact that in the far-off continents, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, as well as Christians, paused from their labors on the 25th day of September to celebrate the birthday of the Prince of Peace. There could be no more striking proof that Christmas is truly the universal holiday of all men. It is the day when all of us dedicate our thoughts to others, when all are reminded that mercy and compassion are the enduring virtues. When all show by small deeds and large, and by acts, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is the day when we remind ourselves that man can and must live in peace with his neighbors, and that it is the peacemakers who are truly blessed. In this year of 1962, we greet each other at Christmas with some special sense of the blessings of peace. This has been a year of peril when the peace has been sorely threatened. But it has been a year when peril was faced and when reason ruled. As a result, we may talk at this Christmas just a little bit more confidently of peace on earth, goodwill to men. As a result, the hopes of the American people are perhaps a little higher. We have much yet to do. We still need to ask that God bless everyone. But yet I think we can enter this season of goodwill with more than usual joy in our hearts. And I think all of us extend a special word of gratitude and appreciation to those who serve the United States abroad, to the 1 million men in uniform who will celebrate this Christmas away from their homes, to those hundreds of young men and women and some older men and women who serve in far-off countries in our Peace Corps, to the members of the Foreign Service, to those who work in the various information services, aid agencies, and others who work for us abroad, who will celebrate this December 25th, thousands of miles from us, at sea, on land, and in the air, but with us. It is to them that we offer the best of Christmases. And to all of you, I send my very best wishes for a blessed and happy Christmas. and a peaceful and prosperous new year. Thank you.
President Kennedy has concluded his rather brief but emotional speech. He still has not pushed the button which will turn on the Christmas tree lights. Everyone here is now waiting for the president to do just that.
This was first pressed by President Coolidge in 1923 and succeeding by President Hoover, Vice President Curtis, by Franklin Roosevelt on many occasions, by President Harry Truman, by President Eisenhower, by Vice President Johnson. I'm delighted to be in that illustrious company, and we therefore light the tree.
There it goes. More than 3,000 lights illuminate the sky as the Pageant for Peace Christmas tree is lit for the first time here on the grounds of the Ellipse just behind the White House in Washington, D.C. More than 3,000 lights on the tree, more than 5,000 decorations.
The final number of our program is the singing of the Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah by Handel by the Tuskegee Institute Choir, accompanied by the United States Marine Band.
So the 9th annual Pageant for Peace comes to a close here in Washington, D.C., highlighted by the annual Christmas tree lighting by the President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. After a week of bitter cold weather, the weatherman cooperated this December day. While there is a nip in the air at the present time, most of the vast throng gathered here on the Ellipse just behind the White House were comfortable and obviously full of the holiday spirit. When President Kennedy pushed the button that turned on the 3,000 lights on the 72-foot-tall Christmas tree. It's almost dark here now. President Kennedy will be leaving here in just a few moments for the White House. From the Ellipse, just south of the White House grounds in Washington, D.C., the CBS Radio Network has brought you the annual lighting of the National Community Christmas Tree. Merry Christmas to you all. This is Charles Von Fremd reporting.